This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now turned on to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Yes, indeedy. Listen, today is a Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into the spill of things. We get a little nosy. You know, we do the things that we do on a Media Monday. Hi, Doc, honey. Oh, good. The audio and visual is good. Everything's good. Okay. Okay. I like it. I like it. Before I get started, let me just do this really quickly and I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now, the smell. You get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Power. Okay, I am here. Man, some things. Let me say these things first. First and foremost, please join the conversation. I very much encourage you joining the conversation. Joining the conversation is always good. So join the conversation. You can call in. You can text 443-780-5978. Again, the number is 443-780-5978. Okay? I'll patch you in. You'll be live on air. Or I'll read your text out loud. And trust, if you leave something crazy, I'm going to read it. So just be mindful. Or you can ask me to drop the link and I will. I will, as long as you're on your best behavior. I love to hear other people's opinions on the things that we talk about over here. So it'd be lovely to bring someone on and talk about it while they're on their best behavior and not doing anything stupid or just dumb. I also have a few things to talk about. I'll talk about those towards the end. But let's get into it. Let's get into this nitty gritty. Now, when we spoke on Friday, I said that we were going to come back and we were going to talk about this whole J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar situation. Now, if you recall, Drake said that he was going to take a break from the game, so I didn't very much expect to hear anything from him. But J. Cole dropped a joint, you know, and I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. I don't. But we're going to get to some things. We're going to talk about some things in this scenario. So, of course... Of course, you had Kendrick drop his joint. I ain't gonna lie, it was hard. I liked it. But this situation goes a little deep. So we're gonna get to it. So J. Cole says his 7-minute drill diss towards Kendrick Lamar will be removed from streaming services shortly. And he's ashamed he ever recorded it. Wow. I ain't never hear nobody do that when it come to hip-hop battles before in my life. But on Sunday, Cole signed off his Dreamville Festival to address the buzz created from the track that slandered Kendrick's catalog, make it clear he didn't want any smoke, steam, or vapors going forward. So this is, oh my gosh, if y'all don't stop it right now, I'm sorry if you, okay, yeah, I don't think y'all can hear this. But anyway, so I'm going to see if I can read what he said because I don't want to play it, but we'll just go in a little further. So Cole told the North Carolina crowd he was proud of his new Might Delete Later project, save for the Kendrick diss. In Cole's own words, that was the lamest, goofiest-ish, which echoes most of the comments when he dropped the track. It was an interesting track. Let me see what else we got here. So 50 Cent, Nicki Minaj, SZA, and Sexy Red were in Cole's hometown for the festival, but Cole admitted to the audience that his weekend was trash due to the backlash. And people were like, some of the comments were like, laugh out loud, cotton ball, as a rapper, as a competitor, I'm surprised. I am disgusted and I am disappointed. Might be over for real. These some brutal comments. So Cole signed off rallying the crowd to cheer for Kendrick's talent and career, and finished with his affectionate record, Love Yours. The apology left Cole and Dreamville fans in disbelief. After all, he just ripped on the new album, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then H-I-J-K, huh? M-O-N-O-P, that's little me in the classroom asking, what's L? I never been known to take those. Okay, so, TDE President Punch and To Pimp a Butterfly producer Terrence Martin also scoffed at Cole's surrender, 7-minute drill, fire, and direct shots at their work too. Oh my gosh, he was okay. Cole's Mea Culpa feels like a pivotal moment in hip hop, as many think the spirit of competition is dead. So I don't think that the spirit of competition is dead. I just think that, you know, you got to be ready. Oh, hi, Rock, honey. Hello, how are you? J. Cole also issued an apology, shaking my head, no fun rap beef no more. I think that sometimes we got to, what's the word? We got to, I say this all every night. Sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles wisely. You feel me? You just can't just be jumping out there if you're not all the way prepared for the battle in front of you. Sometimes you have to wave the white flag. And maybe in this particular instance, J. Cole felt like he had to wave the white flag because he just jumped out there versus, you know, and it doesn't help that people be like, oh, you got this amount of time to respond. And so maybe he knew that he didn't eloquently put together a response track. And I think that's what it is. I don't think, and you know, rather than tarnish his name, he waved the white flag to live to see another day. I think. Now, I don't know what's in J. Cole's mind. I don't know. I'm, again, not used to seeing a rap battle end like this. So this is interesting, in my opinion. But, yeah. It's very interesting, in my opinion. I don't know. So whatever. Let's keep it moving. It was an interesting little short-lived rap beef. I don't know what's going to come in the future. We still have Drake out there roaming around in the world. So we just don't know. I don't know. Things have changed a lot within the rap community, but I digress. So listen, Universal Music is facing a new lawsuit, and it all has to do with Mary J. Blige's most famous song, which someone is now claiming illegally sampled an old jam. Whoa, this is crazy. Wait, hold on. Before I move on to that, let me get Twitter said J. Cole let Nas down for the second time. Listen, I like J. Cole though. His album is up there behind my head. Born Sinner actually is right here, up here behind my plant or whatever, but the vinyl joint. So I like J. Cole. I just think you just need to pick and choose your battles wisely. That's all. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. I keep telling y'all that. But anyway, according to the new legal documents obtained, a company called Tough America Inc., which owns Tough City Records, is suing the music publishing giant, claiming it sampled their song Impeach the President and Mary J. Blige's Real Love without getting permission. Interesting. Real Love allegedly used the uncleared sample from Impeach the President in both a sound recording and a musical composition. Tough City claims that they reached out to Universal Music Group over the issue, but Universal hasn't addressed their concerns, so now they're suing. This should be titillating. I want to start doing those type of cases too, to be honest. I really want to start doing those type of cases. I find it interesting. I find it very intriguing. Let me know what y'all think about that idea. What's interesting is what if you look into what song is actually credited as the sample for Real Love. It's actually another hip-hop song that came out in the 1980s called Top Billing, right, by Audio 2. And if you look at the song and what they sample, ITP is in fact listed. Tough suing for damages and wants to stop Universal from continuing to profit off of the sample in Real Love until the matters have been resolved. By the way, Mary is not a defendant in this. You know, reporters have reached out to Universal Music Group, and so far, no word back. This, and so many years in, like, my question would be when that song first hit the airwaves and it first started getting, you know, popular and all of that. Why didn't they say something then? But I always thought the sample came from Top Billing. I'm going to be honest. I never thought it came from these gents. But if they say it did, I'm who am I to say? I don't know. I need more information on this. Like, I do. I really do. Because I always thought it came from Top Billing. And of course, for that song, they would have permission. I mean, I can believe it. I don't know. I'm perplexed by this situation also, because like, well, what happens? And it's been so many years. So do you order them to stop playing Real Love, like altogether? Like, if they don't decide, like, I don't know how this is gonna work out in court. And then you have to compete with Top Billing. And as far as they're concerned, they were given credit. So is this really just your beef with Universal Music Group, or is it wouldn't your beef be with the company also for Top Billing? But then they're saying Top Billing came out way before your song. So I think we might have figured out the situation. Because if that song came up before your song, then aren't you biting off of them? I don't know. This is confusing. Doug said, piece of the pie, right? Like, and then I don't know that you get to demand that they stop playing the song, especially this far. And it's just interesting. It's very interesting. But let's move on, because I don't want to spend too much time on that. We're going to see how that plays out. I'm going to stay close to that. When I said I want to start doing those types of cases too, it's interesting. And plus, I feel like many can learn the business of music and not, you know, the music biz. I think that's very necessary for up and coming artists. So I think I will dive into those type of cases. We'll see. So let's get to Travis Scott. Travis Scott's current promo run through major U.S. colleges is causing big problems at the University of Texas. It's triggering people's astral world trauma all over again. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. The Utopia rapper and Houston native Holly rushed to Darrell K. Royal Memorial Stadium field on Thursday with the Longhorns football team, creating tons of media for UT, the University of Texas, in the process. But these comments, man, all right, I'm gonna read some of these comments. Well, I'll read some of the comments that were left when doing the promotion. So one says, rare miss from this excellent marketing squad, eat. Another one, remembering a 9-year-old past using a tragedy as marketing is absolutely disgusting. This is disgusting. People pass at the concert from being trampled to passing, but we make a joke of it. Disappointed, do better. My respect to the victims in Astral World, RIP. Is this an Astral World joke? Yikes, you gotta delete this one. So people are not here for this. The University of Texas Instagram account captioned one of the most one of the most posts, POV, Travis Scott pulls up to practice fire, highlighting a camera angle that shows players stampeding across the ground like a herd of cattle. But some Texas residents are incensed by the comment on the content. The angry fans deemed the content irresponsible. After all, Travis is still battling lawsuits from his 2021 Astral World Festival, where 9 people passed after being trampled. Trav and Live Nation are actively trying to get the lawsuits dismissed, but the University of Texas appearance isn't doing him any favors. Even if inadvertently, the imagery on the UT football field is dredging up memories of the Astral World tragedy for some people. Now, he was caught outside of the USC this week. His Jack Goes Back to College campaign with Fanatics and Mitchell and Ness has drawn huge crowds in multiple campuses. Let me get to this comments and then I get to what I gotta say. Doc said Travis and the promoters and the marketers need to read the room. Yeah, I would have thought about the fact that it was in Texas. Yes, especially in Texas. I would have thought about that if I were all of them. If I was Travis, I probably would have made mention, like, I don't think that's a good idea for right. You know what I mean? Any of them, any of the parties, the promoters, the marketers, Travis, it should have, they should have thought that out a little bit better. I'll say this, though, the man can't, I don't know. It's weird because it depends on how he feels about the situation. Like, do we know if Travis really feels like it was his fault? Like, I think that plays a big part in it, too, because if he doesn't feel like he played some part in what happened, then he wouldn't have seen that as disrespect for the situation. And not making any excuses for him, but it's just trying to think. I try to think outside of just my logic, but people, I try to comprehend some people. Everybody doesn't have logic. You feel me? It's a lot of people out here in this world that lack logic. He seems to me to be one of those, but that's just my own personal opinion. So, you know what I mean? Like, does he? I recall him having remorse. Do you? Because PR, you know, your PR people be on you having and they tell you how you gotta act. I don't know. I don't really think that incident was his fault, because he did stop the show a couple of times. Like, I watched it live. I saw what was going on. I just feel like, you know, maybe like Doc said, they should have read the room. I feel like that. You know what I mean? That was a weird situation because it was in Texas and that happened in Texas. So it is crazy. Shout out to my people in Texas, my family, my listeners, all that good stuff. But how in touch was he involved with the planning? The planning of what? The promo or Astroworld. We don't know that. I don't know that. I can't assume to know that. What I do know is the timing might have been weird. But, you know, and as an artist, you do get to say what it is. If you don't like something, you get to say that you don't like it. And Travis Scott is too deep in the game at this point to not have say-so in the things that he does. We'll put it like that. But you do have an option. Like, all right, maybe we should tweak this up because it's going to look bad or whatever. You know, like, you could say that. So who knows? And he wasn't only doing, like, he was doing a promo tour. So he was going to different colleges across the country. So therefore, his marketing people were involved in that. So, and he's allowed to say to his marketing people that I don't want to do this. I don't like the idea of it. He's allowed to say that. Hi, mother-in-law. Hi, Miss Rebecca. That's mother-in-law. No, I'm not married to either one of her sons. Very talented sons, by the way. But no, but she's forever my mother-in-law. So I don't care what you guys have to say. Hi, Miss Rebecca. but yeah, that's that. All right, let's get to this. I would like to call them. I'm trying to give them a name. And so far, all I got is the Diddy crew. But I'm going to come up with something way, way better than the Diddy crew. But I'm not particularly getting into the Diddy shenanigans because we got a lot to talk about on Wednesday about the whole Diddy situation and the other things that have crept in all of that good stuff. We are going to talk about what one would assume is a Diddy associate. We're going to talk about Meek Mill real quick. So Meek Mill is ripping into Wale for what he deems is the ultimate sign of disrespect, being chummy with one of his enemies. I'm going to get into this. So, Okay, so Meek got wind that Wale has posted up and taken a photo with his ex-pal, Dean, and launched into arguably his biggest social media meltdown of the year, vowing to exact revenge on his MMG label mate. I'm going to read this first post because this is crazy. Meek Mill posted this to his Twitter page. Wale never liked me. Now I'ma treat him like the streets every time I see him. I gave him 1,000 chances. These guys be thinking they linking with the enemy clown. What time is it? Okay, clown ass nigga. I wish I would've knew the other day I would've stretched you out. Whoa, he is in his feelings. And then he got like a string of messages he posted on Twitter. I really want war with anything that wanna stop me, literally. Okay. That's one of the posts that he put up. So the way Meek sees it, guys like Wale sneak behind his back and conspire to derail his career while schmoozing with Meek's current BFF, Mike Rubin. That's a whole nother situation. Jesus. So then Wale comes back and posts on Twitter, when you get in other people's unserious drama in this industry, 90% of the time they be back friends eventually, and then you look silly in the end. So I love minding my business. If a photo can create so much vitriol, one has to ask himself some questions. Happy Monday. He wrote that today. That's kind of funny, a little bit. So while I didn't share Meek's level of fury and dismiss Meek Mill and Dean's feud as unserious drama and appeared to go about his day. I mean, I think that's probably the best way to handle it. Dean worked with Meek and his Dream Chasers label during its come up years, but has since been on a media tour with Academics dragging the dreams and nightmares rapper's name through the mud. Oh, okay. I see. It's interesting Meek thinks Wale never liked him. They collaborated with Rick Ross back in November. That was business. On the album Too Good to Be True, a title that has now lived up to its name. So I'll say this. When it comes to him and people will work together and not like each other. You trying to get to the bag, you don't necessarily always work with people that you do not like. Let me see what these comments are saying. Wait a minute. Okay. The Dirty Diddler Dozen. I don't know. I might get tongue-tied saying that. We might got to shorten that up, Doc. Brother loves freak off fam. That's funny. Curses can fly. I was trying to wait for that. I can't believe you. He said Puff's pink cocaine partners. What? Oh, I like the names. Sean Suspicious Studio Stable. Listen, I like the names. We gotta come up with we gotta shorten it a little bit so I don't get tongue-tied every time I say it. So I see the bigger picture. I see what's going on here. So Dean and linked up with Academics. They talking mad trash about Meek Mill together. And then Wale takes a picture with Dean, and that upsets Meek Mill. And he feel like he shouldn't have, even though you and Wale don't give off y'all the closest of brothers vibes. Y'all done had your issues before. And then how are they trying to stop you? How's Wale? I'm not going to say Dean the Academics, because if they are talking smack about you as much as they can, then they are trying to derail you. But I don't necessarily think because Wale and Dean took a picture together that Wale is trying to destroy you. That doesn't really make much sense to me. So you bringing everybody into it. So I think Wale's reaction was fitting. I think he responded in the way he was supposed to respond. Well, I don't got nothing to do with that. I just took a picture with that man. I don't jump into other people's mess. I don't got time. I got babies to raise. I ain't got time. All right, and this is our last one for the evening. This is, until we come up with the proper name for them, we're going to call them the dirty diddler dozen. I'm tongue-tied with that one. But the Diddy Crew for right now, till we come up with the proper name. Keep it simple, Diddy's Bad Boys and Girls Club, aka the BBGC. All right, BBGC. I like that one. We can go with that. So the one more person to talk about from the BBGC. And it's Young Miami. Let's get into this little cornball type shit right here. I'm gonna get into it. Diddy's ex-girlfriend. I didn't even know they was really together, first of all, for her to be his ex-girlfriend. She said, are we together? He said, we dating. She said, we go together real bad. But I never heard him confirm that. So is she, see if it's, I just got to remember it, BBGC. All right. But she said, we go together real bad. And he said, we just chilling. So I just wanted to address that part first, but it says Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Young Miami, is hitting back. She claims that she is a sex worker for the Bad Boy Records founder, and says a video of her calling herself one was totally in jest. Oh my gosh. The 30-year-old rapper took on the allegations after Diddy's nemesis 50 Cent resurfaces an interview where Young Miami repeatedly referred to herself as a whore on Jason Lee's show. And then, you know, in true Diddy fashion, he put the word whore in his definition, and the definition would be prostitute. Yeah, that's what it means. And Diddy goes on to say, it's okay to be a whore, just make sure you're being overpaid. See, a sucker catch a sucker, suck a sucker dry. You go, girl. 50 is crazy. So Young Miami slammed the clip as being taken out of context, explaining that she's previously used a derogatory term during a playful exchange with her gay cousin. She said, it's a slang that we said to each other. That's what I was trying to explain to Jason, because he's gay and he got what I was trying to say. I'm not a prostitute. I never sold my kitty a day in my life. Now, Young Miami was named in the Ronnie Jones lawsuit against Diddy, in which he claimed the music mogul bragged about paying Young Miami a monthly stipend for that work. The lawsuit also alleged Young Miami served as a mule for Diddy, alleging smuggling the pink stuff for her former flame. Unfortunately, Young Miami, born Carisha Romika Brownlee, that's a hell of a name, is not pleased with the growing narrative, as she put it. I hate how this is being spun. 50 appears to have some remorse over putting Young Miami on blast, as he clarifies he didn't mean to hurt her on his Instagram. Oh, 50 being, oh, he's trying to be all sweet now. Amid the drama with 50, Young Miami shared that she was served with papers, which is a video clip of this going around right now over the weekend, but she says it has nothing to do with Diddy's federal sex trafficking investigation. Diddy has denied all allegations against it. So, of course, he did. Now, I did see a clip circulating over the weekend of her being served. We didn't get the logistics of what she was being served with, but we did see her being served. BBGC out causing chaos. Apparently, the diddler is pleased. Not the diddler. Oh, he's pleased. Work, my minions. Work. Art imitates life. Life imitates art. Best places to keep secrets is out in the open. Doc, you ain't never lie, baby. You ain't never lie. I'm trying to tell you some things is just, and it's just like everything, but now the crazy part is everything is coming out. You feel me? It was out in the open already, but now it's really coming out. And that's the crazy part to me. Y'all better watch how y'all hanging out here. The new wave of celebrities or whatever you're going to call yourselves. Watch your backs, because they ain't playing. They ain't playing with you. And anybody that you surround yourself with, just think of it like this. Anybody that you surround yourself with, as you try to put it together, if they're not really your team, the situation will eventually. I'm saying today, not saying tomorrow, not saying 2 years from now, not even saying 25 years from now, but eventually your shit will crumble. Eventually shit will hit the fan and all of your dirty little secrets will pop out. So walk correctly. Walk like you got some sense. That's my recommendation to you. You don't have to listen to me, but that's what I would recommend. And that's that. So announcements. I'm probably thinking, I want to say the top of May, we are going to start going live on the radio station as well. Getting things together. Also, we have a new show that will be airing on the radio station. I will make sure that you're privy to the information. I will put all of that together. that little show, hour-long show, put together by my constituents over there at Majestic Behavior. And so, yeah, that will be airing on the radio station from now on. Whenever they ready, I'm going to air it. I actually today was put in about a situation. So as always, I'm going to be able to improve how I give you guys this show. I got some things in the works, and we got a couple of months before the anniversary of Ambitiously the Podcast, which is July the 22nd. I am going to be I'm thinking 3 giveaways, maybe 4. On that day, I don't think that day, hold on, let me see, falls on a podcast day, but we'll either do a show the day before, or we'll rearrange the schedule to where, so let me, I gotta look, to where, so we just do a show on that day, or we might just do a show, let me see, I gotta see first. Before we just make these plans. But I will be doing a giveaway on that particular day. that we do this particular show, the celebration show of Ambitiously, the podcast. Oh, no, we definitely do a show on that day. So, yeah, it's a Monday, too. Oh, this is going to be fun. So, on the anniversary show of this podcast, I will be doing a giveaway. And that's how that's going to happen. So what else is going on? Some new show on our radio station. Situation changed a little bit today to where though I'm going to be able to give y'all a little bit something more. We will start going live from the radio station. I'll probably be doing the live show in sync with doing an, I don't know how I want to do that yet. I'm thinking I'll do it in sync with when I do the podcast. I don't know how that's going to work, or something separate, because really I could just put the podcast on there. So I'm going to figure out that schedule and how that's going to work. But a little bit more work is about to be included in this journey of ours. Also, you guys will see a gradual change in here because I'm going to redo the studio a little bit, you know? Little change never hurt nobody. You gotta make sure your zen is right. And I'm all about the feng shui. I like for things to make sense around me in order for me to work productively. And I feel like if I change a few things, I will be able to work productively. AU Big Power, thank you. He said, go cat, go. I'm working, baby. Some good things happened today. And I've been sitting on the thought of the things that I wanted to accomplish because I knew this was going to happen, but now it's here, it's happened. So I've really been like, oh, this weekend was crazy. I had a good weekend though, but this weekend was crazy because I was so heavy into my thoughts. It was ridiculous. I was just like, all right, I got to make the right decisions with this situation. So I was really heavy into thoughts, especially Sunday. I was just sitting there because I knew what I had to do this morning. Sitting there like, oh my gosh, what to do. Yep, so there's a few things happening. I just wanted to keep you guys privy. Those things that I just mentioned, though, are definitely happening. I told you I'd give it to y'all as we move along, and I know that they were going to actually happen, and now I know they're actually happening. So I can give a little tea. But it's time for me to give a little love. A little bit of love. Yeah. It's time for me to give a little love to my peoples. First, I want to give love to those who watch from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you. Ooh, we all on all of them tonight. I like it. I love it. I want more of it. Oh, and one of the giveaways is, I think it's going to wind up being four giveaways, actually. One is going to be in accordance to likes. One is going to be in accordance to shares. One is going to be, I don't know. I haven't decided if it's going to be radio related or coffee related. Thinking about it. And then the other one, I might just do, they might be my four. Like one for coffee, one for the radio station, a giveaway for likes, and a giveaway for shares. And we're working it out. I got 4 months to get this situation in order, but I am giving some things away. So be prepared for that. Be prepared. I'm not going to go into my Lion King spiel because that's one of my favorite songs on the Lion King. But I want to give some love. So again, thank you to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you guys so much. I do. But this love I'm about to give out, this goes to my listening audience because they don't know what I look like, which I'm going to encourage y'all to join in the little reindeer games. But they don't know what I look like, and they come and they listen anyway. And I appreciate them so much. I do. So, without further ado, this love is for them because, listen, really, Doc, you want really, really, Doc, I see you. This love is for them. This love is for them. And what I'm about to put on the screen after I say these things gonna make all the sense in the world. But anyway, I used to just call it love. Doc kept calling it show notes. We used to go back and forth about what it was called. So eventually we came to the compromise and we just called it love notes. And so it's been love notes ever since. This is love notes are for the people that tune into this podcast and don't know what I look like. I salute y'all. Thank y'all so much. Now, in that melee, Doc said the reason why he called it show notes is because he said that I had a stack of papers that looked like they were the size of a composition notebook. I said it would make sense in a second. They were not. It was just a lot of papers because it was a lot of cities, a lot of states, and a lot of countries. Now I just broke it down to countries, and we've gone green. We no longer have the stack of papers. Now we just have the love. And so it's time to get into that. Thanks for all of the love. I appreciate you all, man. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Paris, specifically Brussels. I love you guys. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate you so much. I do. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, Boos. I love you too. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. I adore you. Thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you. And last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania. Hi, honeys. Thank you for coming through and checking this podcast, man. You guys are extraordinary. And I do this because you keep coming back and it's fun. And I'm passionate about it, actually. I didn't think that I would get this passionate about doing this podcast, but it's something I love to do now. And so I definitely invest my time, my money. I'm sorry if y'all hear my dryer getting school clothes ready for tomorrow. But my time, my money, my effort, I invest a lot into it. And I'm going to keep going because I love it. It's fun. And that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I love it. What Doc got to say? Doc said, we worldwide, watch out for the Diddler's Bad Boy and Girls Club. Yeah, that might be the next show. Oh, we should put a list of who's going to be on this show. Oh my goodness, we got to get the list together. Top Flight, Catch the Vibes, Light You Some Transcending Sounds. Yes, wait, yes, let me light them out. Oh, no, that's not the one I wanted. Oh, here we go. Light You Up Some Transcending Sounds, candles, relax after. I'm trying to make some moves. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Whatever, it's gonna happen. You know, just gonna put in an effort and keep on working towards my goals. My higher goal is to build a network and put other people onto the situation and churn out some really good shows on every avenue. On you know, in the radio station situation, on getting this platform together to where as though other people, I just want, watch. It's gonna happen. All right, let me say the things I gotta say. I'm just banter. Join the conversation at any time. You drop a comment, call in, or text the numbers 443-780-5978. Y'all gotta forgive me, this is a new number. 443-780-5978. If you call in, you'll be live on air. If you text, I will read your text message out loud. No matter what you say, I'm going to read it anyway. Or you can ask me to drop the link and I might, as long as you're on your best behavior. I see any shenanigans, you are out of here and blocked. That's how I get down. If you want to talk to me about anything, anything, advertisements, sponsorships, geez, man, just to say hi, you got some gab that you heard on these Gab Beat streets, whatever the case may be, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, email us there. Know that when I play these videos, I have permission to play them, music videos, that is. I have permission to play them. I've either reached out to the artist for permission, or they've sent it to me, and that's why I play them. I do not take requests because I only take videos that I have permission to play. Now, when my DJ puts his mixes together, I don't tell him what to mix. I don't even send him requests. I'm quite sure he would if I asked, but I don't. I don't, because he's a great, fantastic, extraordinary DJ, and I don't have to do that. What he wants to spend is what he wants to spend, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't, and keep it moving. I don't know what else to tell you, but we do not take requests on this show for music. We just don't. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. Shout out to my mother-in-law, Miss Rebecca Marcus. She's not really my mother-in-law, but I love that woman, so she's forever going to be my mother-in-law. Join the coffee community. You should, because it's a giveaway for that too. You should. Oh, the other one, maybe it might be 5 giveaways. And one, maybe not all on the same day, but I'm thinking of doing one for the app, for this whole Ambitiously Entertainment situation. And if you would like to get the app, or you just want to, you can contact us on that website too. www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. The information is in the description above or below, depending on how you're watching this bad boy. I'm just saying. It just depends. It really depends. If you would like to donate, $LURLUCIDITY. It's been underneath my name the whole show. If you'd like to donate, that's where you can go donate, or you can go to our website and donate there as well. We have options, baby. We have options, and I got some other things that works for y'all too. I just had to get some things in order. Big shout out to our DJ, Go DJ, because that's my DJ, Rue Casey. That man puts it together. He holds it down, and I appreciate him. He gives us a nice fire mix every Friday. And I might I add, these last few joints have been stupendous. And again, all remembering that this man was moving and going to work full time and making sure we had a mix every week. I appreciate that, man. Salute to Rue Casey. Yeah, we do. And remember to let us know how you feel about these mixes. He likes to know how you guys feel about them, your thoughts. And so I would love to, you know, convey the message. Yeah, salute to DJ Rue Casey. That's my guy right there. He holds it down. He's a hell of a DJ, and I appreciate him. And I'm currently working on a situation to set him up to do some other things, too. And I'm currently trying to get us to the point where we got him live on air as well. That would be dope. So there's a lot of things in the works. We just, we baby stepping into it because we feel like you don't rush a fantastic thing. You take your time and you cultivate it. And then it becomes what it is that you see forth in your dream. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, we're going to take our time to get to it. But we, this year, right here, is about to be some a lot of good changes in the works. Let's just say this. And then if this year, by this year, being, yeah, the rest of them about to be fire right behind it. So just stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say to you. Stay tuned. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to do my little cabaret. Situation. Sorry, my bad. But yeah, so some things in the works, and I will keep y'all posted as they prevail. Now, there are some things that I have to say. Man, I gotta get, well, good thing is my kid is out of school on Wednesday, you know, that whole teacher development day that they do. So, won't be as hard. Like, I think things will be a little bit more calmer around here on that day. So, we will definitely be doing a show tomorrow. Doc, did we choose a year for tomorrow's show? That's what I need to know. And then what year did I say? I think I took us back in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Let me know. Yeah, 1993. I thought I took us back to the 90s. Okay. So tomorrow's show is the tap-in. We will be getting back into our tap-in bag, which is getting kind of scarce these days, but I like it because now I'm about, by the time we come back for, or when this bag empties, by the time we come back for the next one, we're going to have a whole, another bag. But we're going to get back into our bag and finish emptying it out. And then we're going to take the final exam, which I'm always afraid of. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, more times than a little bit I've won, because the champ is here. The champ is here. Yeah. Still waiting for one of y'all to come up in here and beat me. I'm going to just say that. I'm pretty good at this. This hip hop final exam I've been taking lately, though, but I don't want to toot my own horn because I could totally lose tomorrow. But yeah, I encourage you to come in and join the festivities. So 1992 it is. I'm definitely going, y'all gonna see Doc on the camera tomorrow night, and we gonna talk about some things. And yeah, that's what it is. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, we will be here tapped in to this wire, because we wired. It's the wire tap, a.k.a. Wet and Wired Wednesdays. We ain't been wet in a long time because people just come in and mess up everything. But anyway, we're going to get to that too. So make sure you're here for that on Wednesday. And then we'll see where we go from Wednesday. We're definitely doing a five Friday, though. Always doing a fight Friday, but I don't know about, I'm gonna see, because I got some work to do, but we'll see about Thursday. I do want to come back on Thursday just to play a few music videos, but we're gonna see how that works out. I try not to overstretch myself, especially right now at this pivotal time of planning. So that's that. But other than that, mind your business. Come here on Media Mondays for this, to see what's going on in these Gabby streets. Come back on Tuesday for the tap-ins. They're interesting. Very interesting. And definitely on Wednesdays, I'm telling your business if you broke the law. And possibly if there's some kind of music-related cases. It could be a wide range. It could be copyright infringement. It could be breach of contract. If I can get it, we're going to talk about it. I think we're going to extend that in a different way. But yeah, other than that, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business, and it's safer when you come over here and let me tell the business to you, so that way you don't have to be out here in people's business and ain't nobody messing with you and all that good stuff. But mind your business. Love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. They are the GOAT. They need that encouragement. That is very important to their well-being, their development, their awesomeness. It just is. Tell them that they're the GOAT. They need that. We all need encouragement, but the kids more so than the adults, because, you know, adults, we got to deal with stuff, but kids, their little minds are all over the place, and so I feel like true development is encouragement, encouraging them to be great, because you don't have all the answers to everything, but if you can encourage them to find the answers, that's a beautiful thing. If they want to work for NASA, no, I didn't put my telescope together. Yeah, it's going to happen, though. But if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. It's space. They deal with space. And that's what we need to know. If they want to work for NASCAR, then tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, commentator, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they was really into muscle cars, and I am too. So aren't they cool with me? But whatever it is, make sure you tell them that they are the goal. They need that encouragement. Obviously, J. Cole listens to me. Obviously. Because I tell y'all all the time that you have to pick and choose your battles. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you're going to go in there, you're going to fuck around, and you're going to find out. So pick and choose your battles wisely. I encourage that to all. Just pick and choose your battles wisely. Don't jump out there. Pick and choose your battles wisely. You can lose a battle and come back and win the war. But some battles, if you lose, then you're not going to come back triumphant because you lost and you didn't choose the war, you chose the battle. And Mobb Deep said that there's a war going on outside that no man is safe from. I'm not going to do the rest of the song, even though I always want to. They were smart. They were telling you something and you should listen. Pick and choose your battles wisely. And always, always, always remember to be who you are. Uniquely you. Authentically you. Wonderfully you. Phenomenal you. Be you, though, at the end of the day. Nobody else is going to walk in your shoes or tell you, you know, I mean, can tell you how you feel on the inside and what you feel like you need to accomplish. They can only speak for themselves. So be who you are. That's all I'm saying. Doc said solar eclipse today. I got 70%. You know what happened? What was happening when the solar eclipse came? When it finally made its way up this way, I got a little bit of it. I was budgeting because I'm trying to do some things. So that's what happened. And then I had to go get my kid, and like it was like at the back end when I went and got my kid. So yeah, she saw it though. She was excited. But yeah, that's what happened with our solar eclipse. And I ain't have a telescope. Well, I have one. I just haven't put it together yet. I got to do that. I really do. you got 70% without a telescope. I got probably about a good 60%. No, I'm going to go 50% because I was in my bag. But I peeped a little bit of it, a little bit, tiny bit. But anyway, y'all, I got to get up out of here. We got a show tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Remember, we do have some giveaways coming up. And two of those giveaways, one is concerning likes. The other one is concerning shares. I will be giving out Cash Apps and merchandise. You'll see how it rolls. This is what we're doing around here right now. But anyway, I got to get out of here. I love y'all. Stay out of trouble. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Doc, no Brazilian, man. He's not Brazilian. Okay? He's American. He gets the joke. But we're going to get out of here. I love y'all. Be safe, babies. We got to go. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.